Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Get some junk out of your way. Ready? Sort of. National anthem starting, so we will go right to the commercials.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far, neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and
assorted desserts available to go along with
our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, here we go. We're getting ready for some Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. I'm Dave Kopp along with Bob Stogler and Big Spencey on the computer. And the Indians scramble over to Verzales tonight, Bobby, and we got ourselves our hands full. We got a tough team here, and it'd be nice to knock them off. They're one lost team in the MAC, and we'd like to put them in their place, huh?
Yeah, we need a little carryover from last night. The Indians get a nice win over Arcanum. It's time to come back. Let's keep some good baseball going right here.
Well, we only struck out a couple of times last night, and our leadoff at three base hits scored four runs in the first, and I couldn't think of a better way to start this game off. Ryan Post's going to step in here for the Indians. Kobe Wendell on deck. First pitch of the ball game was in the dirt. I don't know if you watched him warm up a little bit, Bobby, but a lot of those balls was going in the dirt. Ball one to Ryan Post. Damp evening here for Sales. That one's in the dirt also. Two balls, no strikes. Ruin camp on the mound here for the Tigers. Indians hit the ball hard last night. Things was going good for him, and let's see if we can do it again tonight. That pitch taken at the knees for a strike. Here comes a 2-1. That one swung on and popped straight up in the air. It's going to come right over here to us on the fence. Catcher's going to come over and try to make a play, and it's going to fall for a foul ball and a strike two. Tough play right there. Kind of falls off that grass, Bobby. And
a little lip there, don't
they? Yeah, they got a lip, and he just kind of lost his footing. And tough play right off the old bat. 314 down the left field line. 385 at the center, 365 in the power alleys. That one's in the dirt, ball three.
How's the popcorn tonight, Bob?
Very good.
Got a few loyal Indian fans here.
And Billy B and Big Eddie Wercamp. Good to see him at the ball game tonight.
A few Versailles fans braving the drizzle.
Come on, Ryan. Let's get on base here. That's hit hard down the right field line. I have no idea what's going to happen down there. I think it's going to be just foul. Bobby, can you
hit her hard? Yep. Got her on 314. Right field. That had plenty to get out.
Here comes the payoff pitch again. That one's in the dirt, ball four.
Good at bat.
So nice job by Ryan Post working that guy to several pitches. And that's going to put our leadoff guy down at first base with Kobe Wendell at the plate and Riley Will on deck.
Neil's got umbrellas here for us.
Nah, I don't think it's going to rain hard enough.
I'm hoping not. Also have a pop-up tent if we need to deal with that. But
number seven is going to lay down a bunt. He puts it down the first base side, going to go foul. Ryan Post down at first, top of the first inning. If you're just joining us, game just getting started here in Versailles. Posty did a nice job at his at bat, working the 3-2. Battled, took ball four. So here comes the 0-1. Kobe squares again, pulls back on a ball. Worked out good last night. I did the Fort Recovery Indians. Bobby did the visiting our Canham team, and we got the victory. We've been working hard trying to figure out a way to come up with a victory.
We do work hard, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And I think tonight we'll follow suit with that. There's a strike taken right at the waist.
Does Bob know that yet?
He does now.
Oh, okay. Surprise, Bob.
He gets winded early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he can handle it.
One ball, two strikes to Kobe. He shows bunting in, pulls back, takes that one outside. Two balls, two strikes. Making the Tiger pitcher Ruin Camp do some work here. First two batters. I like to see that. Wear him in on the grass. He shows bunting in, pulls back again on an outside pitch. Ball three. Now we got decisions to make here. We got a 3-2 count. Coach Cobb down there giving the signs. Wouldn't be surprised if he showed bun again.
I think he's gone.
There goes the runner. That's ball four.
All right.
So the first two reach on charity from the pitcher, and we'll take them. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Riley Will now at the plate. Brock Deuce on deck. Quick visit to the mound here from the Versailles manager. Who is, Bobby? You will know this, and I don't.
Somewhere on the roster, but I can't get to it there.
Yeah.
We got buried in the plastic so the ink doesn't all go away. But
gotcha.
There should be one more clipboard with it on.
Big tall fella.
Yep.
You're very tall.
We're going to call him the big guy. You know what? I saw Jerry Kampf out there standing next to Brian, or Patchy, yeah, Brian Patch for the national anthem. He needs to scoot closer to Tommy Galdean.
Looks taller.
Yeah.
I think it says Joe Hammond, H-A-M-M-A-N. I think that's right.
It's like Harmon.
Harmon, is it? Okay.
It's Harmon.
Looking sideways through some wet plastic, so couldn't tell for sure.
Well, let you go, Spencer.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Your old heart.
All right, here we go. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Top of the first. Indians, let's go. There's a nice bunt by Brock. Right back to the pitcher, though. And he's going to be able to make the play at third. So, not exactly what we wanted to do. Riley goes down to first. Ryan's going to throw it out. 1-5 on the bunt. And that's going to be one out. Kobe moves over to second. Riley will at first now. Right idea, wrong spot. So that brings Brock Deuce to the plate with Daniel Patch.
Yep, just about the worst spot on the diamond.
I just went right back to him.
Yep, right back to him.
Taylor made. Lucy with a chance now here. It's hit pretty hard out towards center field. Center fielder going back. He makes the play out there in center. Brock gave it a ride out there about 360.
Toby should take it.
Kobe was up. Yeah, Kobe thought it was going to go over his head, and then it was too late for him to tag. So Kobe down at second yet. Riley Will at first. Brock Deuce with a fly ball out to the center fielder for out number two, and that's going to bring Daniel Patch with Landon Post on deck. First pitch taken low and outside to Big Daniel, big number 66. Runners at first and second. Indians with a chance here. Creep into the scoring column in the top of the first. That one's swinging a miss on high cheese. Climbed the ladder on him, and Patchy couldn't hang off of him. Brazil's only one loss in the MAC. Indians looking to put number two on their record. That one's way high for a ball. One thing good about this, I'd say the young man's thrown probably at least 20-plus pitches so far this inning, if not more. Here comes a 2-1. Swing on it, missed. Keep your eye on it, Patchy. Keep your eye on it. Head on it, baby. Head on it. The hot hitting Landon Post on deck. Like to see him get a shot at her, Bob.
Be great if he could.
Here comes a 2-2. Oh, that one's popped out of play. Pretty small crowd out here at the old wet ball diamond.
Yep. Fairweather fans. But we're here to help out the Fort Recovery fans.
Absolutely. That one's high. Good eye, Daniel. Two balls, two strikes to him, and now 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. Runners are going to be going here on the pitch.
Get on and let Landon get a couple of RBIs.
Well, you got to protect here. Yep. Two strikes on you.
Or just hit it out.
There goes the runners, and they rung him up on strike three. That's going to do it for the Indians. We pick up a couple of runners, nothing to show for it, and we'll go to the bottom of the first. No score.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the first inning. Brazil comes back. Indians leave two on in their half of the first. It's Adam Kramer leading off and Noah McElDowney on deck. Ben Ruhnkamp batting third. Cleanup hitter is Jared DeMand. Jacob Treon bats five. Carson Bay six. Caleb Rush seven. Landon Henry eight. And Eli McElDowney batting ninth. Indians pitcher, senior.
Dylan Evers
gets the ball. Dylan's had a heck of a year for us, leading pitching and throws strikes, keeps the ball low. He's very effective, Calpy, but If he gets the ball up, they can hit him.
Yeah, he had a great start to the season, and he's had a couple games where he's faced good competition. He gets off to a good start here. Got him no balls, two strikes.
Popped up, foul. Patchy runs over, no play.
Pretty cool ballpark they got here, Bobby.
It is beautiful. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Popped him up. Landon Post says he didn't move three. He's backing up a little now. And he makes a catch. One up, one down. Nice job. Here's Noah Macko down here, the shortstop.
So would these be Scott Macko down these boys, you think?
I would.
Mr. Bob?
Yes. 100%.
A little lefty.
And you can bet they're related to Todd Homan.
Mm-hmm.
Ball's a strike.
DH is going to give us some updates on that home game.
Brenna senior night. That'll be emotional for the old Todd, Michelle, and, of course, Brenna.
Come on, Brocky.
Ground ball doozy, fires it across, got him. Good start for the Indians. That's 5-3. Here's Ben Ruhlenkamp. Ben, the pitching tonight for Coach Harmon and the Tigers.
That's left-handed.
Left-handed hitter. Indian baseball and Fort Recovery Radio. We love bringing it to you. If you're listening, give us a shout-out. 419-852. Shoot us a text. 9201.
Get some text messages tonight. We don't have many people here from the fort.
No, we don't. We might get some people. Pop foul over towards the concession stand. That could hit the roof. Listen. Yes. Called that one. Ground ball, base hit, left field. Clean base hit for Ruhlenkamp. That brings up Demange. One, two outs and a runner at first.
Nobody hurt. Indians got Riggs Toby back behind the plate tonight, and Riley Will out in center. Normally the case when Dylan's pitching.
Got the book done for you, brother.
Thank you, my friend.
Foul back. High cheese.
Bobby, check out the camera right behind the home plate.
Yep. You like it?
That's the TV?
That's the NFHS, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. I think I heard him saying before the game that they also have one at the softball diamond.
How come Fort Recovery don't?
They probably will at the new place.
It's 3 years.
Easy.
It's supposed to be next spring.
Yeah. Swing and a miss.
No faith in the builder.
Well, so... if you want to go buy one, we'll put one up at the baseball diamond.
He's just like
Bill.
You
don't need one. You don't need one now. COVID's over.
Right, so.
Let's play ball.
Fly ball popped into shallow right. Landon's going back, and he makes a catch.
Good job, Dylan.
In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left. Through one, no score here at Versailles High School.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events.
Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the second inning. Indians got a couple runners on in the top of the first. Couldn't get them around, so we'll go with Landon Post, Dylan Evers, and Riggs Toby, first three batters.
One of my all-time favorite turkey growers, Ronnie Jones, passed away.
Oh.
Yep. 82 years old, Ronnie Jones.
I didn't know he had any problems. Did you know anything going on?
He was at the Miller place in Salina. I knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, man.
I've not seen him and Nancy in a long time. So.
Yep. Ronnie was a 1957 graduate of Fort Recovery, member of the Army, just an all-around great guy.
Yes, he was. Couldn't beat him. Yeah. There's a weak ground ball foul off Landon Post bat. One ball, two strikes.
Did you know his dad?
Yeah.
I figured you probably did.
He was a classic.
Yes.
I don't think I ever knew old Glenn Jones.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
He had an old tractor, an old gray, and he lived right across the street from Ron.
Yeah.
And anytime we'd go out there, he would come over in his old Peter.
It was neighbors when you guys were growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the old stomping ground.
And his wife, Nancy, was the first delivery driver for Calp Pharmacy.
Really? When he gets passed, the catcher, Landon Post, runs a count to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Nancy worked for Jerry a long time.
She's Sweeterman? No.
Yes.
I think she was. Roy Sweeterman's?
Yep.
Yep. That one swung on. And that's going to go out towards the right fielder. And right fielder!
He caught it.
Pops out of his glove as he's sliding, and it lays right on his chest for an out. So nice job there by the right fielder. Landon goes down with a line drive.
Actually, I think she might have been a link.
Nope. I think Sweeterman.
Sweeterman from out at Berkeley Street?
Cranberry.
Yeah. Very nice person, for sure.
Very, very nice lady. All right, Dylan Evers is going to step in there. He had a nice base hit last night.
Calpe, once again. Correct.
That's May. I'm due to be wrong for the year. You know what I mean? That one swung on and hit pretty hard out towards the center fielder.
We're getting good swings.
Center fielder going back. And he's going to make the out there. So another nice drive there by Dylan Evers. Two up, two down. And that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Big Riggs, behind the old dish tonight. Catching for Dylan.
Perry Hall's listening. And he's watching.
Sunburn?
And he's watching on the sales NFSHS. How is the sun?
Fielder. Right fielder comes in hard. And he's going to be up and down also. So
I didn't get my cap
down
on my drink. That inning.
Couldn't even get set?
Nope.
Jeez, that was fast. 3 up, 3 down for the Indians. We got through an inning and a half. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Still no score.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition. Our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Main Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you this week. In their deli, they have Cooper Farms Honey Roasted or Smoked Turkey for just $5.99 a pound, sliced any way you like it. And Eckrich Bologna is only $1.99 a pound, sliced your way. Packages of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, Original, or Cheese are 2 for $6. And it's time to start making plans for your graduation parties, so get your party trays and chicken ordered now. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, we're back. Bottom of an inning, two. It is 5-6-7, Treon, Bay, and Rush. For the Tigers, Dylan Evers had a good first inning, gave up a base hit with two outs. Stranded him right there on first. There's a little flipper. Landon Post has made 31 putouts already.
He's got four pop-ups?
Three.
He's three unbelievable. Pop-ups?
Player of the game. That's right. Coach Kalp over there, you can hear him. Catch them all, boys. Absolutely.
Well, if you watch Dylan, he's really working fast tonight. He's got his tempo going, and he's in the groove. So,
yeah, I agree with you, Kalp. Being looking good so far. That ball's high.
As soon as I would say that, he threw a strike to everybody.
Carson's a catcher for the Tigers. Also, so, there's a swing fouled back out of play. So I parked in danger zone. I said, there's always nobody parks here. You know, it's 4 feet from where we're sitting here.
Yeah.
Because this is foul ball. Calvin said, you're done.
So far, feel good.
Yeah. Two innings into almost inning and a half.
I just won't even be able to see through the cracked windshield on the way home.
Good pitch.
Maybe it'll just bust out the passenger window.
No, I'll drive backwards.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Just use your mirrors all the way back to the port?
Yep.
He's an old trucker.
Yep, we can do it.
One, two. Swing and a miss.
My boy,
nice.
Dylan.
Nice job, Dylan Evers. That's two up, two down. Here's Caleb Rush, Landon Henry on deck. I'm not a really big Sonny Folk fan, but he does. He wrote an article about Coach Jerry Kalp in this week, and I thought it was one.
Press Pros Magazine, yep.
I'll go ahead and talk about it.
Yep.
And ground ball, Landon Post. He's unbelievable. Throws the first.
That's faster than mine.
You didn't even get 4 pieces of popcorn in.
That's unbelievable.
In the inning, three up, three down. We're in the third inning, boys. No score.
Anthony Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project, home or building, from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, here we go. Fast game. Top of the third inning. Derek Lockfeldt going to step to the plate. Then we roll back to the top with Ryan Post. Talking to Coach Feely on the way here. There's a ground ball. Fair ball right down the third baseline. And it is exactly what Coach Feely says. He said, Derek is one of them guys. He said he gets up there, and he said he makes some swings and makes him look dumb. And he said, next thing you know, he's hitting it off the Purple Monster.
Yeah, he is a dead pull hitter.
He is. He's a pull hitter, and that baby right there went right down the dirt, right down the
line. Come on, 13.
And he got a leadoff base hit. First base hit of the ball game, I think, goes to our number 9 hole hitter, Derek Lochterfeldt. And that's going to roll us back to the top. Posty walked his first time up. That one's low for a ball.
I just got a good vibe with Ryan Post tonight. I think he might go yard.
Ooh.
Calling it.
I was thinking three calling for four, yard. But I'll take a
well, he's take 0 a for 0 right now.
Yep.
That one swung on, jammed
in. Trouble.
Over the shortstop head. Left fielder coming in, and he's going to make the play. Kind of jammed him on the hands. He kind of popped it up and... That'll be the first out of the inning. That's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. Kobe walked his first time up also. Riley Will on deck. Runner at first. The senior, Derek Lochterfeldt. Kobe showing bunt. He pulls back. There goes the runner.
Whoops.
Down to second, and he gone. So Derek took off, went to second. Nice throw down there. And who was telling us as we walked up here that said they was watching? Who was it? Must have been Billy B. or Eddie said he was watching that catcher warm up throwing down a second. He threw rockets, and he wasn't lying. So
he's a little dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but he threw a missile down, and that's an absolute missile down the – no, that's a fair ball. So Kobe now. Man, oh, man. Ain't that the way it works for us?
That one just about went to the fence.
Yeah, he hit that ball hard down the third base line. And
boy, we're getting good swings on this dude.
Yeah, we landed it there. And left fielder, no chance. If we could have got Derek over there, that would have been a run. So.
Got good swings last night and good swings on Saturday at Rushi.
So Kobe with a base hit, and that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. A little two-out bingo, I feel, folks. A little two-out bingo. Two hits here so far in this inning.
This text just received. Perry Hall, sunburn update, not good. Been living the lobster life for 4 days now.
That one's popped up right field side. Right fielder coming in hard, and he makes the play. Well, the Indians get a couple. That's still a fast inning. We got two hits in that inning. It was still a fast inning. Riley goes down with a fly ball to right field. And that's going to do it for the Indians' top half of the third inning. Still no score here in Versailles.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hey, we're back here, bottom inning three. Dylan Evers gets the ball for his third inning. Dylan's pitched well, gave up one hit. It is 8-9-1, Landon Henry, Eli McAdam, top owner Adam Kramer. There's a ground ball, Daniel Patch. Is it got her? He flips it over to Dylan. Nice job, both of them. One up, one down, and here comes Landon. No, that was Landon. Eli McAdam. 3-1 if you're scoring at home. And once again, if you are, you are a loser. Complete moron.
Not true. I know. We are mean.
There could be some little kid down there.
Yeah, very well could. Or somebody's grandma that knows how to do that and likes that.
Works on her. It works on her memory. You know. Oh, yeah. Nope. Not us. We gross them out. 0-1. That wasn't. Got him on the elbow.
Yep.
That hurt too.
Funny boner?
Yep. That one hurt. That one got him just on the elbow. Just like,
oh, that hurts me thinking about it.
Yeah, look at him. He knows he just took some. The first base coach gave him some pills to.
Harold always rubs it for him. When they get bumped, Harold will rub it for him. Mm-hmm.
Here's top of the order. Adam Kramer. Adam popped up to Landon Post, leading off the game. Senior Dylan Evers. Ball's a little tall. 0-1. 1-0. We're back in action Thursday. We're going to go to New Bremen. No, they're at home, right?
Yeah, we're at home. They're coming here.
Friday, we got anything?
No.
Saturday, we got Marion Local, right?
Yes.
Makeup game. What time's that?
2 o'clock.
Ooh, play golf in the morning.
Yeah.
You know you're out working.
Yeah.
Told the boss you're not going in.
Yeah. Pow, back to the screen.
Calendar's full.
This is, when you talk about, Cam, you talked about earlier, this is a very beautiful baseball facility.
Really cool.
They have stuck a lot of money. The area behind us, like where we're at, is just top notch.
Yeah, looks nice. Residential area back here on the outfield. Pretty dang cool.
Throw over, runner back. 1-1, one out. They also put an extended high fence around the little safety fence out there in left field.
Yep.
Runner goes, swinging a miss, throw down.
Ooh.
Safe. Gets there.
Great throw by Riggs, though.
It was right where he wanted it.
Yep. Great throw by Riggs.
Stolen base now puts runner in scoring position. Indians need to knock it down, make them get two hits to score here. One ball, two strikes, one out. Leadoff hitter, Adam Kramer. Dylan gets a sign from Riggs. Time called. I don't know, he stepped out pretty late there.
Yes, he did. Back in the...
Yeah, that should have been a strike.
A few weeks ago...
just automatically called
for
a strike.
For recovery.
Yeah.
I think it was Troy did that.
No, Daniel Patch
was
did it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Popped him up. Derek Lochtefeld makes a catch. Runner, excellent. Good, nice job, Derek Lochtefeld.
Ooh, nice.
Good job. So that's two out. We kind of get a little bit, we're blocked from that view a little bit, but we've seen the ball come flying in. I've seen Derek finally get it. So that's two out. Here's McAdowney, the shortstop. A left-handed hitter. Indians need an out here. Runner's scoring position.
If I'd have been sure we were not going to have very many fans here, I would have moved on down a little bit. But
no, I like this.
I didn't want to get in front of our fans if we were going to have stands full. But
no, I say you did. You did good here.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's nice out too.
Yeah,
this ain't San Henry Knoxville stuff.
No.
Popped him up. Ryan Post going out. Kobe says, I got her, boys, and he does. Nice job for the Indians. In the inning, no runs, no hit, one hit. No, nobody hit him. Hits Batman. So they leave a runner. Through three, no score.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Town Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. Top of the fourth inning, and there is a first pitch line drive base hit by Brock Deuce. How about that? Spencey knew exactly when to cut that old commercial off.
Nice job, Neil.
Deucey stepping in there, takes the first pitch right at the numbers and just hung with it, got on top of it, and drove it out to left center for a leadoff base hit. And that's going to bring Mr. Daniel Patch to the plate. Patch, he struck out looking his first time out. I would. Get him on, get him over.
Don't butt it back to the pitcher.
Usually doesn't work too good. Well, you can.
Now you can.
Well, we did.
Make it a weak one. Big 6'6 stepping back in there. Let's see what happens. He shows bunt. It's kind of a late attempt and fouled it off for strike one.
Lady Indians one, Versailles Tigers nothing after two.
All right. One is.
Oh, and you can hear that on the sports stream too.
Yep. Heck yes, you can. comes the 0-1. Patchy going to bunt this one over towards the first base
side. Good job, Daniel.
He comes up with it, and he fires over to first base. So a nice sacrifice bunt by Daniel Patch. Worked perfect for him last night. He had a sacrifice. He moved a runner over, and we brought him home. So now with one out, Landon Post comes to the plate, but he has been seeing the ball really well coming out of the old pitcher's hand. Let's see if he can continue on this one. First pitch right there, right down the Broadway, as the cowboy would say. Brock Deuce over to second. Here comes our first train of the day over at Verzales. That one's high and over Landon's head.
Come on, Landon.
You know, pass ball would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we would absolutely take that.
Pass ball would be nice right here.
I think Dylan Evers is going to get a base hit.
Dylan Evers on deck. Look at him. He's thinking, I got a hit in me.
Yep. Probably get him in RBI if we keep this rolling here.
Here comes the pitch. Landon chasing one. Pulls his head out and chases a high one. One ball, two strikes. Keep your head on it. Come on. Come on, Posty. Keep your head in there.
He's got it. He has
it. He wanted to watch that baby fly is what he wanted to do. Here comes the old 1-2. One out, runner second.
Oh, throw it out.
Holy cow. Runecamp spins and fires, and second baseman makes a hell of a stop just to keep it from going in the outfield and advancing the runner.
Heck of a
stop.
That was quite a ways on the first base side of second base.
Great play by him. Come on, Posty. Come on, Posty. Here comes the pitch. That's swung on and popped up. Going to be a tough play for the third baseman. Everybody chasing it, and the left fielder comes up with the ball. Nice job by the pitcher covering third right there because nobody was out there. And so Posty goes out with a pop-up foul to the left fielder. Out number two. So Dylan Wall there, left side, just like last night, score run.
Doozy's got good wheels. He'll score on base hit.
Swung on and fouled back to the screen.
Coach Feely over at first. Coach Camp at third. McPhee says top half, buddy. Top half, Dylan.
Absolutely. Stay on top of it here. Come on. Here comes the pitch. That's a little low. Deucey take it off going third. How about that?
Wow.
Job,
Deucey
Brock.
Had a great second lead out there and decided, you know what? And that ball hit the dirt. And
now,
nice job.
Knock her down. Now you can score.
You betcha. Now, pass ball scores a run.
This kid's threw a few in the dirt.
Here absolutely. We go. One ball, one strike. That one swung on right at his, right down where he wanted it to, right at the old waist. And just missed it.
I think he's going to get that base hit you were asking for.
Well, he's going to have to buckle down here because one ball, two strikes. Got to protect the plate now. Do see a third. Here comes the pitch. That one's in the dirt. That's going to get away from him just like we talked. And here comes Deucey. Deucey's going to slide in there. And the Indians.
Good job, Brock.
Pick up a run here in the top of the fourth inning to take a 1-0 lead.
Pretty heads up base running two times in a row, two pitches in a row. Maybe cut a three there for Brock.
Help the old stat when you say the leadoff guy gets on, you score. And that's what pads that stat right there. So now, Dylan's up there. Bases are empty. One ball, two strikes. Exactly what we said.
Still get that base hit, though, Dylan.
Matches my outfit.
Yeah, it does.
You can use that golf. We don't golf in the rain anymore, do we?
10 years ago, we'd had him out.
Here comes the 1-2. That's in the dirt again. Nice stop by the catcher. Two balls, two strikes. The Indians starting to get a little bit of chirping going on in here in the dugout beside us.
Getting excited. I like it.
Indians 5-12 now after last night's victory over the Arcanum Trojans. Oh, is our hit out towards the center field. Center field covers some ground, folks. He got over there and made a nice play. But in the inning, the Indians pick up a run to take a 1-0 lead on a base hit. A nice sacrifice by Daniel Patch. And we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. The Indians up by one.
It's seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get you. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of inning four. Indians take a 1-0 lead on Brock Dew's base hit. Bunt him over, steals third, and scores on a wild pitch, just how you draw it up. It's 3-4-5. Ruhenkamp, the pitcher. Demange and Treon for the Tigers. First pitch, strike. Dillon's done a great job getting ahead of the hitters.
He has all night.
Yeah. He's got a nice rhythm going. Keep her going, boys. Keep her going. Good curve. Just misses 1-1. Don't give up on that. Indians and Verse House Tigers. I'm going to say right now, and that's fouled ball, two strikes. I'm going to say right now that although the Indians are 5-12, they're the best 5-12 team in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, because we can beat anybody, Bob.
Yep. And we've lost a lot of close games. We just can't just miss us 2-2.
You could very easily say and fight that six of those 12 losses could have gone our way.
Yeah,
maybe. Very easily. Yeah. We got Coldwater beat us 5-0.
There's a fly ball left field. Kobe right there. One up, one down.
And Shawnee killed
top
us.
Top of the third.
Shawnee's the only blowout we've had, I believe.
Here's demand.
Scores all there, but I think that's only a
Indians, we're competitive. We just have lost every close game. So hopefully we can get that turned around. We got it turned around last night with a W. We're ahead 1-0 here in the fourth. That's a lot of ball game to go. Here's Demange. Go ahead.
No, it was a nice victory last night and one that we've been wanting here for a couple of weeks and couldn't have come at a better time.
Foul right to the first base coach. He does a nice job scooping her. And once again, Dillon Evers gets ahead of those hitters. There's the old. Because Calpe was mouthy.
They didn't throw us out.
Yeah, they did.
There wasn't.
Calpe was making fun of Alan Plattfoot.
I did pick on Platty a little bit.
Yep.
I'd do it again if he showed up.
If he shows up, we're going to
double it.
1-1. Ooh, good curve. Nice job.
Pretty pitch.
Ball two strikes. It's going to come. Wind blowing out here today in the center field. 385 to center. 365 to the gaps. 314 to the foul poles. Grounded Daniel Patch. Hit it hard, but Patchy scoops her up. That is three unassisted. Two outs. Here's Jacob Treon, the first baseman. Jacob popped out to Landon Post. Imagine that.
Everybody else did, too.
Yep.
I'll take that again.
What's a complete game? Four in high school? I say the rain is coming down. Thought I seen some lightning.
What?
Let's get out of here.
Yep.
Pizza, here we come.
Yep. Fouled. Uh-oh.
Ooh, that one got
that wasn't
got metal. I think that hit a red pickup truck.
All right, good. Big Blues back there. Windows down. Just saying, hit me. 1-0. Good job. Another curve. He's throwing the ball for strikes, getting ahead of the hitters.
Exactly what we want.
Are you guys close enough to Newport that's where you're headed for pizza? Or you got something
else? It's up to the coach. We leave it up to the old first base coach. Okay. He's doing the work.
Here's the 0-2 with two outs. Got him. Nice. In the inning, no runs, no hits. Dillon has retired 9-10 in a row. And the Indians lead it 1-0 through 4.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
All right, here we go. Getting ready here for the top of the fifth inning. Indians up with a one-run lead. And that baby is going to be on the gap. Rick Stobie comes up and takes one all the way out to right center.
Oh, Riggs.
Makes a big turn around the bag, and he decides, you know what? I'm pretty happy with a good old single. Comes back and gives high five to Big Fee over there at first base. So another leadoff base hit. We did it last inning. We got a leadoff hit, and that's going to bring Derek Lochtefeld to the plate.
Get her down, Derek. Get her down. Postie's ready here. Postie's ready.
Yep. Derek got on last time. Couldn't get him around, but
Riggsy is not taking any chances.
He's 1 inch off that.
Did you see that?
He dove back and his belly button hit the bag.
Yeah. That was as close as a lead I've ever seen in my life. That was a classic. There's a bunt. Derek pops straight up in the air, folks. Needed to move him over, and Derek pops him up in the air, and that's going to go down.
Shake her off.
So we didn't get him over, and that's going to bring roll back to the top. Ryan Post, here we go.
I like the umbrella I got out.
Actually, it matches your coat. Perfect.
Look how pretty done.
Let me take that from old Spencer if he ain't looking.
Spencer probably got 30 of these.
There's a rocket down the first base line. That's going to go down the line inside fair. There goes Riggs. He's rounding second, heading third. And he's going to get over to third. Jerry's going to put the brakes on him.
Oh, baby.
So there you go, folks. You get him over on that bunt, and now we just got to score him the hard way. So a couple base hits here in this inning. Postie now over at first. Riggs Toby over at third. One out. And the number two hole hitter, Kobe Wendell, with Riley Will on deck. And he's looking to put another one here on the board. And top of the fifth inning, this game is going like a bottle rocket.
He going here first pitch?
Kobe's showing bunt, and he
wild one
gets away. Here comes Ricky coming hard. He's going to score.
Good job, Riggs.
Good job, 12.
So exactly what we wanted to happen. Kobe goes and shows that bunt, and then pulls back. The pitcher throws it down in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and both runs that the Indians have scored have been pass balls. And you know what? We'll take it.
Kobe, you know you. You talked earlier about the kid warming up was throwing the ball in the dirt.
Yes, he did.
And twice we got around third, and guess what? Two wild ones.
Kobe swings and pops one up towards right field.
He's going to.
And Ryan Post over at second thinking about tagging, and it's a good thing he didn't because he'd have been dead meat. Kobe not happy with his at-bat there, but, hey, we got a run scored, and Kobe flies out. To the right fielder for out number two, and that's going to bring our three-hole hitter Riley Will to the plate.
Bring Will to the plate, two away.
Come on, Earl. Come on, Riley.
Rain is coming down. I think they should call her.
We go home. That one's going to get past the catcher again, and now Postie moves over to third.
Well, that's why I'd have tagged him.
It was a good throw by the right fielder.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
it's
a bang play, but
we don't want to call
he
it
can
yet.
Score on a base hit, and you got Riley up.
Yeah. So. Yep. I think we need to have five, and I believe.
It is.
2-0 ball game. Riley takes this one for a ride out towards the center fielder, giving him time to get underneath it, and he does. Ooh. Did you see that score?
Snow cone?
Yes, he did. He just about had that baby pop out. But the Indians pick up another run on a couple of hits. Leadoff hit by Riggs. Toby comes around to score, and we'll take a 2-0 lead going into the bottom of the fifth.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, pull-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can provide TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, to patients who have a medical condition that have caused the inability to absorb nutrients. Kalp Pharmacy TPN provides fats, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals through a vein in the body. So request Kalp Pharmacy to your medical team so we can collaborate and develop a personalized care plan. Learn more at kalptpn.com or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also, commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back. Bottom of five. Indians lead it 2-0 as they add on there in the their half of the fifth. And it is 6-7-8.
Poppy Bow.
Dylan gets ahead of him.
Dylan's been efficient. I don't know. I don't know if he's had any innings where he's pitched maybe
17 pitches, I think he's threw so far.
Well, he's got probably more than that. Maybe. I'm telling you right now. Here, let me hold that. What? You got to do all the work. You can't, right? Do everything.
That was nice for a little bit there, Dave.
Yeah. We got another one.
Yeah, I got it over here.
Curveball, fly ball hit hard to the center field, and that is off the fence. Bay's going to second. He is now around and going to third, and he is going to be in at third with a stand-up triple leading off the fifth inning. That ball just carried.
Yes, it did. I tell you what, Riley was on his horses, too. And
so that's a – Jerry right now is going to say, boys, that run don't mean nothing. So here's Rush, the left fielder. He grounded out to Landon Post. That ball just carried.
Yeah, you know what? Didn't it seem like it was?
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of a gap or two. He took a good angle at it, but he just couldn't catch it. Couldn't catch up with it at all.
That wind is blowing straight out to center field, and that's where he hit it. Pitches a strike. We ain't worried about that run. We just got to get an out here.
Yeah, we need an out. That's no problem.
Yep.
Tonight's scoreboard stump.
Oh, I love these.
So, not one of my favorite.
Grounded to shortstop. No.
Oh.
Home. Got him.
Got him. How about that?
Oh, man.
Woo.
Ryan came up throwing home, and we're all yelling no.
Tell you what, that was a huge play. We just got done saying we're not worried about that run, and he charged it, gunned home.
Made a perfect throw, a good swipe tag, and boom,
take a seat, my friend. That is going to make the scoreboard stumper even better.
Yeah.
So, in 1998,
here's 18, Landon Henry with running out first and one out.
Ricky Henderson.
Yes.
One of the all-time greatest, if not the best, base stealer in baseball. He stole 118 bases in 1998.
Ooh, bang banger at first.
With the Oakland Athletics. Mm-hmm. All right. 118.
Yeah.
118. No, I take that back. He had 118 walks.
Okay.
He walked 118 times. How many intentional walks did Ricky Henderson have in 1998 with 118 walks?
Well, he's batting leadoff.
I'd say less than five.
I would say zero.
Yep, that was going to be my original guess, but
throw over.
The answer is A, two.
Two.
B, eight.
or C, zero?
D. Rag. Two balls and a strike.
I think it's...
I said zero.
It's less than a handful. I'll go with two.
We'll be back.
This will be big. Two balls, one strike, one out. Runner at first.
Frozen Snickers, if you get it.
Dylan Evers swinging.
Oh,
miss.
Right off Riggsy's helmet.
Take your time, Riggs. Take your time.
It was off his old melon.
Bet you're bippy.
Dylan says, gives him a thumb. You all right, Riggs? Riggs says, I'm all right. Can't see the ball right now.
As he's facing the wrong direction.
So you got number 406 on your uniform, he says.
He's now kneeling down in front of the home plate.
Throws the ball into the backstop.
Actually, I think I'm going to change my guess to same as Bubba's. Cause
throw over.
Oh, mighty. Runners. Oh, man.
In there.
Because why would you ever intentionally walk him when you know it's going to be a double?
He only bats leadoff.
Yeah.
In the first inning.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Swing and a miss.
That was nice. It was a great pitch.
K-Burger swinging is Henry. Here's Eli McAdowney, the center fielder. First. Indians trying to get out of a leadoff triple and holding them with a zero run, so that'd be big. 28 takes a sign from Riggs, and that's high. Cheese. Adam Kramer back to the top on deck.
The other sports stumper is there is one player, and he's a Cincinnati Red.
Throw over. Runner back.
He's played 2001. Baseball games and never made it to the postseason.
Dylan says, I need a ball, boys. He's played what now?
2001 games.
And
it's never been in the postseason.
Never been in
Cincinnati
the postseason.
Cincinnati Red.
A Cincinnati Red.
Never made postseason.
Never played in the postseason. And the man's name is...
Didn't play all his years with the Reds. But the
foul back. 1-1. Never played in the postseason. There's probably a lot of people like that.
He's got the most. He's got the record for the most.
I'm going to say, let's see, the Reds sucked from 95 to 2000. Fouled back. High fastball. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Cal Daniels
is a great guess.
Cal Daniels, Kalvoski. One ball, two strikes. Fouled off the umpire.
Take it easy, Rick.
Umpire says, whoa.
Not exactly what he had in mind for this evening.
Riggs does what he's supposed to do. Go out, talk to the pitcher, waste a little bit of time so give the umpire a chance to clear his head.
He's talking to himself back there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, strike zone just went from a wash rag to a
that one hurt
king size sheet.
That's got to hurt. Shoulder shot, he said, to Monty M. Wally.
Yep.
Trainer comes out. Wants to check on the umpire's done a heck of a job behind the plate tonight.
Yeah, he's done a great job. Great umpiring so far.
So it's one ball, two strike, two outs. Think he's going to be all right.
Told the old trainer.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah. Tell your AD I need double.
Spit it out a couple teeth. Is there a dentist in the park?
I believe Ruhenkamp's dad is a dentist. I think their pitcher's dad is.
How would you possibly know that?
Steve Ruhenkamp, he's
one
in
ball,
one of those
two strikes,
bands.
Two
in
outs.
EDS. Yeah. Every once in a while you see
come
an
on,
advertisement.
Dylan.
Get me down here, Dylan. Come on now, Philly.
And the pit high, 2-2. Steady rain right now here at Versailles Park. I don't know. It's actually the Lloyd Turner, in memory of Lloyd Turner. Lloyd, charge of the scoreboard here. Fouled back. Dillness threw that curveball for strikes.
That
all,
baby.
Was that close?
20 feet to the...
I ain't scared.
No, I know you ain't.
It's because you're not in there.
2-2. Come on, Dylan. Come on, kid. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Throw over. Got it!
Oh, my goodness.
Picked him off.
Oh, baby.
I'll tell you what. He was messing.
He was close a lot.
Yep. And Versailles absolutely runs himself out of a big inning. In the inning, no runs, a hit, Nobody left. After five, your Indians lead it. 5-2.
All right, we're back here getting ready. Thanks for the old messages right there. Spencey had a little computer troubles.
Yep. I can't get the mouse to cooperate.
Can't get the mouse to work.
My cursor's just jumping all over the screen.
It's all wet.
Yep. Well, it didn't work, and I was trying to do it with a little pad on the computer, and it just I just wiped some
dirt
water off of it.
Ball two to Brock Deuce.
Here it came back. So now if I just find where the
Brock Deuce, Daniel Patch, and Landon Post. First three batters here, top of the sixth inning. Indians with a 2-run lead here over the 5-1 in the MAC versus Sales Tigers. Tigers cannot afford to lose another ball game here in the MAC, but nothing would be happier for me if the old purple and white could take them down. There's a ground ball. High hop or crazy hop? And that's going to... that was a crazy hop. I don't know, did it hit that lip of the grass right there in front of the plate?
Because I thought he hit it hard.
Yeah, and it came up as a candy hop, and when it came over to the third baseman, he was going to scoop it up, and it stayed down. And I don't know, I'm going to have to say that was an error.
Yeah. You see, the third baseman is talking in his glove right now. He's saying, you.
He's not happy with it. Man. That's all right. That's three innings in a row now.
Come on, Patchy.
Leadoff guy on. Patchy again, going to try to bunt. Can't get a hold of it. Back to the screen.
You know, we're in the. Actually, our whole lineup's been putting the bat on the ball.
We've only struck out one time so far in this ballgame. Way to go, Neil. Here. Way to go, Neil.
Yeah, good job, Smithy. Spencer, just turn your mic off.
You gotta not talk about the jinxing here. It's usually me that does that. Big 66 steps back in there. No balls and a strike to him. He's going to square around and try to put this baby down. He had a great bunt the last time, and now he calls time. Good job by him.
You know, when your popcorn gets wet,
it's getting a little chewy.
It's almost like...
It gets a little chewy.
No, it's almost like...
popcorn gum?
I was going to say a popcorn ball.
Popcorn balls with jello? That was taken outside for a ball. I might go with the cinnamon disc. What do we do with them, Spencey?
I think I forgot to get them out. Let me go look and see.
Then sunflower
seeds. Just going to let them go. Yeah, no, then they might understand right what here. I'm saying. It's hard enough for them to understand me now. There's a great bunt down the first baseline. Foul. One ball, two strikes. Patsy going to have to hang in there. Jerry'd love to be able to get his leadoff guy, Brock Deuce, over to second, get him in scoring position
like
again.
To just go.
Well, I tell you what, dude's got a cannon. We've seen that.
Dude's got wheels.
Maybe we need to see it again. Landon Post on deck. Patsy struck out looking his first time up. Had a great sacrifice last time up. Did exactly what he was supposed to do. Moved him over, and we come around, we get him in.
I think he's going to get a base hit here, though.
Here comes the pitch. That's high. There we go. There's your old cinnamon discs. One of my all-time faves. Here comes the 2-2 to Patchy. That's swung on. Fouled.
No, it ain't far enough.
And that lands... One car away from the old Explorer.
Well, if Patch hits it, I'll kill his dad.
Yeah, you will.
I will punch him right in the kneecap.
Throat job. Yeah,
that's about as high as you can reach.
Two balls, two strikes.
Good hustle.
That's high. Ball three.
Hey, we'll take two on here. Come on now. Come on now.
Number three going to lay a bunt down. I'll tell you that. If we can get two...
Ball four.
Ball four. Nice job.
All right.
So now, first two guys get on, and here comes number three, Landon Post to the plate. Brock Deuce over to second.
We're going to have a pitching change. Going to bring in the lefty.
Third walk here for, we're going to have a pitching change. Spencer, you got things figured out?
We'll
take a little
so.
Commercial break.
We'll see.
We'll be back with a new pitcher here in just a bit.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McEldowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, new pitcher on the mound here for the Tigers, Landon Henry, coming in from right field. Big left-hander. Gets up there in the old bump. He's going to face Landon Post with runners at first and second, nobody out in the top of the sixth inning.
Kenny Tin says the core scoreboard stumper is 8. Is his guess?
8 is his guess.
Anytime someone is in front of him, he can't steal. Kenny thinking. The barber using his noggin.
Well, Kenny is wrong.
Ooh, sorry, Kenny. Sorry, barber.
That's logical, but that doesn't mean they're going to walk him.
If a rocket comes through here, look at this screen's broke.
Yep.
You all right? You feel safe or not?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
There's one right there, too.
Oh, yep. Jesus.
Look at that one. That's a cut. That,
oh. Yeah.
Bonk. El Cabon.
That could not be any closer to Bob Schwerhead. That would be a classic. It looked like it was a perfect fence until we started looking at it. Yep. There's holes everywhere.
I've knocked 3 of them out with this umbrella.
Just plus my eye.
To protect the microphones. Those are expensive.
Protect the mics. All right, here we go. Henry ready to go now. Landon Post going to step in. First pitch down and in.
Whoa.
Wow. Quick throw down to first from the catcher.
One hopper. And that could have went right field.
Yeah. That was a, yeah, that could have moved everybody up the easy way.
At least one.
Update from Versailles, from Fort Recovery. The Lady Indians now lead 3-0 over the Versailles Tigers.
All right.
After 4.
Oh, great bunt.
Nobody's going to get it.
Falls. That was absolutely a great bunt by Landon Post.
That's a base hit, boys.
And that is a full-fledged base hit. Absolutely. The pitcher come off the mound and just kind of slipped, and nobody is out. Bases are loaded.
Stay hot, Riggs.
And that's going to bring nobody out. So Henry now in big trouble. Bases are loaded. Nobody out. A pitch on the outside edge for a strike. Riggs Toby on deck. Riggs got a base hit last time up. Came around to score. Dylan Evers so far flew out to the second baseman and fielder his last time up. The big cut right there for strike 2. Here comes the 0-2. Outside for a ball.
There's nobody. Why is Landon not running here? Look at this. Look.
Well, where's he going to go?
Second base.
I'm Apache. That was swung on foul.
Apache's almost to third.
We have loaded.
Yeah, he's begging them to get him in the pickle.
I am the dumbest announcer in sports
history. He was hiding behind the pitcher in the.
I never seen him.
I was trying to find him too.
Bases are loaded, and so is Bob. One ball, two strikes.
Where is he going to go?
Infield fly popped up. It's going to come over and maybe get the dugout.
God.
First baseman got her. Out number one.
Now, he could have. Because we've done that before where that guy on first with bases loaded would take off and act like he messed up. And they can't help but pick on the guy that made the mistake. And then in comes the runner.
You don't think.
Nobody has any idea what. You don't squeeze. You squeeze
I don't
in
believe
here?
With Riggs. Yeah, pretty tough when you're an old freshman. Swing and a miss. Riggs Toby. Bobby was thinking I've started the double. I don't know. I agree. He could have got there easy. Swung on and fouled. Back to the screen.
Good cut. Good cut.
Come on, Rick Stilby. Just like last time. Base knock here, babe.
Yep, he's
base hit for sure. Going to score on, one. Riggs. Big Patchy out there at second.
Contact.
Henry gets ahead of him. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on and popped up.
Straight.
That's coming right over towards us, right in front of us, folks, and that's going to land.
Three guys, somebody say something.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been there, ain't we?
Yes, we have.
It was us 2 weeks ago.
Your Fales coach is not happy with that.
No, no. It shouldn't be. It's
especially if we get a base hit here.
Three now. People there, and it went.
That's what. What happens to us is yep. We drop one and this guy hits a rocket. So let's do it again. And
just
there it
like
is.
That.
Oh, baby. He hit that baby on the screen. Out towards left field. Left fielder going to go back. He is going to make a play, but he is going
nice
to
job,
drive
Rich.
In the third run of the game. And that's going to bring Brock Deuce home. Great piece of hitting right there by Riggs Toby. And that butt chewing from the coach is going to
get.
Because that was an out, folks, and they gave Riggs another strike, and he drove it out to about the 300 mark down the left field line. So a great night for Riggs Toby.
He is the MVP of this bad boy. Dylan
right
Evers,
now,
tremendous.
Absolutely.
Riggs Toby has made himself a varsity baseball player tonight.
That one's going to get past the catcher, and everybody's going to move up. So now Daniel Patch is a pass ball away from scoring and make it a 4-0 ball game. Landon Post moves over to second. And a base hit by Derek Lochtefeld right here. Derek Lochtefeld can hit this thing out of the ballpark without a doubt.
Yep.
Good cut.
Hey, he was trying to do that, wasn't he?
He was going to take that one over the trees, not
why
to
not?
The trees.
Why not?
He was ahead in the count. Still ahead. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss again at high cheese.
Well, I like the aggressiveness.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. He wanted to hit that, baby. He wants an RBI bad. You can see it. Ryan Post on deck here. Indians with one more across the board to make it a 3-0 ball game. They picked up one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and so far one in the sixth. And that one's fouled back all the way to the school.
Yep. I think it bounced over two rows of cars.
Come on, Derek. Five. Come on, five. Got to protect. That's high ball. Two balls, two strikes, you out. Big pitch right here in this ball game. Come on, base hit. Swung on and popped up. He got underneath it. It's going to go over towards the first base side. Second baseman comes over. He calls for it, and he makes the out. But in the inning, Indians pick up one run on one hit. And we'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians up 3-0.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese tray. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, here we go. Bottom of inning number six. Indians 6 outs away from getting a Mac win. 9-1-2, Eli McAdowney, Adam Kramer, and Noah McAdowney. For the Tigers here in the sixth, Dylan Evers has been tremendous. He's allowed one base hit, folks. No, two. He had triple last inning. And like he's done all night, first pitch, strike.
That's been the best part of this whole night for
Amen,
Dylan.
Amen, brother. Throwing strikes, ain't he? Field. Kobe
get in here, Kobe.
In. He says, I got her, but was one up, one down.
Answer to tonight's scoreboard stumper. Ricky Henderson walked 118 times in 1998, and he was intentionally walked zero times. You boys were spot on.
That was my first guess, and I changed it.
You guys were spot on.
Here's leadoff hitter Kramer. Ball's inside. Tigers just trying to get somebody on base here against senior Dylan Evers. He's gave up two hits. He has not walked a single batter. That hit the umpire again. If it did, that poor guy.
It hit him or Riggs. But if Riggs is on top of his helmet.
1-1. One out. Kramer is 0-2. He's flew out to swing and a miss. Boy, they have just can't lay off that high fastball.
Tell you what, he brings it up the ladder on him, and it's sneaky fast.
Yeah, sneaky fast. And the 0-2. Curveball back to the screen. Tigers are one game out of first place in the MAC. Trailing only the Cavaliers. I think the Indians are trying to look for their third league win.
Yep.
Curveball, fly ball. Kobe out there in left says, I believe I got a beat on her, boys. And he's got it. Two outs now. Dylan Evers continues to throw strikes, and the Indians defense continues to be solid.
I'll tell you what, if he gets out of this inning, I don't know how you cannot put him back out there unless he's got more pitches.
He's finishing this bad boy. He's only through. I bet he's less than 70 pitches.
Man, he's been efficient. I can tell you that.
Tommy Galdino will tell you how many he threw. Here's McAdellian, the shortstop, left-handed hitter. He is grounded out and flew out to Kobe and left. Kobe's had a lot of putouts tonight. I'd like to see him get about three more.
Kobe and Landon done it all.
Yeah. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a miss at the knees. Good pitch.
Had a big put out, though, by Ryan Post over to Riggs Toby.
Oh,
baby. Saved a run. How about that one?
That was huge.
Thank you. I'm with you, buddy.
And we were all yelling no.
Curveball. Swinging a miss.
Let him score.
Yeah.
That just let him score.
Great play.
I don't think so. I think we'll just cut him down at home.
Yeah. His momentum was going that way, and
yeah.
Posty's got a cannon.
Yep, put the old goose egg on him again.
One ball, two strike, two out. Come on, kid. Get him out of here. Pop foul over the Tiger dugout. Indians.
I can tell you this. Trust. After looking at the scoreboard, and I'm not.
This guy, this Evers fellow that we got pitching for us, has
Stella.
Been Stella. After six, your Indians lead 3-0.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We ask for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
All right, here we go. Top of the seventh inning, and the Indians coming back here with the top of the line, Riley Will, first three batters. And I got a little time to play some mat on.
Bring it on. I'm in.
Absolutely. Put that old
scutter botch
over there for you. I knew you couldn't lay off of it.
Like a big old sheepdog.
So I laid there for about 32 seconds. All of a sudden, it was gone like a snake tongue come out and got it. A lizard on a skater.
You are an idiot.
One ball, no strikes to Ryan. That one's taken outside. Boy, it looked pretty from here. Right at the old knees, must have been a little wide. Coach Feely down there at first.
Update from Coldwater. Minster leads the Cavaliers 3-0 after four.
Mm.
Boy, it's a crazy league.
Yes, it is.
Anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
You know, one team probably playing their best ball, Calpe, is the St. Henry Redskins.
Yeah, we had a hell of a game with them the other night. And
I don't think they've lost since they played us. I think they've won.
And they was on a major skid before that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they were.
Now, I was talking to somebody that said that they got their catchers back after the seventh game. His first game back was against us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. Said made a world of difference. They had a freshman catcher till then. And
I'll be dang. Posty found out, went back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes to him. Top of the seventh inning, Indians 3-0 lead. Curveball gets away and gets passed back to the screen.
Oh, he was itching. His dad would have swung at that. Yeah, no, he'd have swung and missed it and gone back to the dugout.
Would have hit him in the feet.
Yep.
Hey, baseball here.
Here comes the payoff pitch. Rung him up. Reno takes that bad boy and kind of knew it. Supposed he goes down looking. Out number one. And that's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. Posty one for three here this evening. Kobe going to step in there. He walked his first time up. Had a base hit second time at the plate. And he flew out to the right fielder last time up. The other answer to the... That one's inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. The other answer to the scoreboard stumper. Wow, Cincinnati Reds player played 2001
mm-hmm.
baseball games. Never made postseason. The answer to that question is Mr. Adam Dunn.
Adam Donkey Dunn.
Mm-hmm. 3-0 now. Kobe taking all the way on this one, I'd have to think. Riley Will on deck. And that's ball four. So the fourth walk of the game given up by the Tigers puts Kobe down at first base. And that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. So far for the Indians, we have struck out one time, folks. Three times last night. The old bats are starting to steam up a little bit.
Well, the coach is out talking to his pitcher.
Yep. Joe Armour now. They're talking to his pitcher. They're down. We got one more crack at him. Doesn't take long when the tying run can be at the plate. I can tell you that's how fast this game can change.
Amen, brother. Tigers will not go down without a roar.
Without a doubt.
You like that?
Yeah.
With a Tigers roar. Get that?
Riley takes first pitch, strike. You could be Tony the Tiger if something ever happened to Tony.
Yeah.
As good as you sound. Sound just like it.
Dude, you got his old pants ripped.
Let's go up the Rockets.
Come on, Riley. Riley Will reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. Bunted it right back to the pitcher. And then he flew out to the right fielder and flew out to the center fielder. He's due to take one out to the left fielder, I'd say.
3-2 after six for Sales with another run in a girls' game.
Gets a piece of that one. Foul ball.
That's foul ball. Runner return to first base.
PA announcer making rules up here. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Get your butt back to first there. Wendell.
Just helping him out.
Kobe's like, I know.
It's a good thing we're not up there.
That's probably why we did. That's probably why. Probably a new guy. Don't send them two up there with our new guy. That's high. Good eye by Riley. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. I take that back. They got their board wrong. Ryan Post struck out. There is an out in this inning.
Yes, there is. Good catch.
That's inside. Good job by Riley. Two balls, two strikes now. He's working his way back. 3-0 by the 4th, 5th, and 6th, and here we are in the 7th, clinging to a 3-run lead over the Versailles Tigers. And that swung on. And that's a fly ball out to center field. The center fielder going way back
there. Double play. Kobe.
Kobe had, I thought it was two outs, I think.
He went right there.
He was almost on third base. I was sitting there thinking.
Kobe thought there was two outs.
Scoreboard only said zero, so he couldn't have been screwed up by that.
That's exactly right. Kobe took off, thought there was two outs, and he was rounding second, heading for third, and center fielder catches the ball and makes a double play on him. So that'll do it for the Indians here in their half of the seventh inning. We got to go and get three outs, and we'll walk away with a victory. Bobby will bring her home.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go, folks. We need three outs. We're going to do it against 3-4-5, Ruin Camp, Demange, and Treon. Keep throwing strikes, buddy. Let's get a W. One of my all-time favorite guys in Fort Covey is, of course, Rocker Bonvillain. And Rocker had a post today, the top 10 women of Fort Recovery they don't want to piss off. And number 9 on that list, here we go, first pitch,
it's your ball,
is Marcia Stalker. And Marcia's response, I'm 4'10". What am I going to do?
What are you scared of?
Yeah. There's a liner landing post. Hit right on the button. That baby was ripped right for
right
the first
square at him.
Indians have just...
Kinda, I did see that.
Yeah, that was a classic. Indians 2 outs away now. Here's Demange. This is a cleanup hitter.
Although I am saying she might be able to verbally get at
I'm not saying Marcia won't. She wouldn't back. You know, but
I've never seen her do that.
No.
But.
One ball, no strikes. Fouled at the plate, 1-1. Dylan Evers, you, my friend, are pitching a gem.
Yes, he is. And I tell you what. So what I was going to say here in the bottom half of the sixth, and I waited till the bottom half of the seventh.
I like it.
They have 19 games under their belt, and they have not been shut out all year.
No. Oh, no. It's in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike.
That's why I waited till there was 1 out in the seventh inning.
Yeah, that might be right.
The score's right in front of me, huh?
Yep. Well, I could have lied on those.
Well, that's true.
Could be
Tigers
mistaken.
Are 5-1 in the league, and with Coldwater getting beat with Minster, they had a chance to tie it up. Indians are trying to knock them down. Ground ball short. Flings her to Apache. Got him. Nice job, Ryan Post. Indians 1 out away now. That is 6-3. And it is Jacob Treon.
Wow, this is exactly what Coach Kopp wanted tonight. If he can get out of here with Dylan pitching a complete game, all these games coming up, holy
well,
cow.
And if you watch our demeanor of our team.
It's changed.
Yeah. Our cuts, like you see like Riggs and Derek Lockfeldham guys, they just looking like, well, it's just a different. It's just
changed.
Amazing.
Maybe Coach Feeling, you know, talking to him, saying, you know what, if you're going to go up here and swing, might as well swing your ass off.
First pitch of the ball. Popped him up. Daniel Patch is calling and dropped it. Wow.
So that demeanor changed somewhere early in that first game of the doubleheader at Rushi.
Good. But I'm telling you,
that was
the ball game right there.
It. Yeah, I don't. He didn't even touch it.
I couldn't even see it.
No. 10 feet from it. Never touched it.
We'll get him this pitch.
Yeah. It's 1-1 the count.
Ooh.
Boy, this game. Come on now. Come on now.
Riggs goes out there with a handful of baseballs. Dylan gets to take his chance. I guarantee he grabbed the old Vaseline ball.
Oh, yeah, might as well.
Absolutely. Here it comes.
And a 1-1. That's in the dirt. 2-1.
Couldn't get a grip on him.
No. Too much Vaseline.
Well, that one's going to the Versailles dugout. We had
Indians one out away here from getting the Mac
win. Come on,
Dylan.
Come on, babe.
And the 2-1. That one's also in the dirt. 3-1.
Come on, Dylan. Finish it up here.
On deck, Carson Bay. Catcher. Greg's just got a little glove issue there. He's got the old mitt. I'm ready, he says. 3-1. I got a feeling he's taking this bad boy. Ball. Oh, he caught it. Strike at the knees.
All right.
That was close.
That was. 3-2. Two outs.
Come on, Dylan. Come on,
2-8. Finish it off, Dylan.
Come on, defense. Make a play here for him. Come on.
And the pitch. Oh, he
clunk.
And he hits him.
Dang it.
So the runner's going to go on to first.
Jerry's going to come out and
hit by pitch.
Did everybody calm down here?
Time called. Jerry's going to go out and talk to him. He ain't making no change here.
No way.
I don't think so.
Carson Bay is going to be your hitter. He's just going to say, calm her down, buddy. I think Dylan right now wants to put Daniel in a headlock.
Patsy don't even want to go over to him. Patsy says, I think I'll just hang out over here at first if you guys don't mind.
Jerry's meeting with the infielder. Say, come on, boys. Come on now. One out here. No harm done.
Yep.
He's telling Dylan Evers, you and Riggs. You and Riggs, baby.
Yeah, he's pitched like you called it, he pitched a stellar game, and he deserves every chance to get this guy.
Yes. Yep. And he had several in the dirt there, that the last batter, but.
Versailles ties up the girls. 3-3. Bottom of seven. He's going to win it.
I'll vote for that.
How about that? Wouldn't that be a cool walk-off at home on senior night?
All right, here we go.
Go, Dylan.
Carson Bay, the catcher. That one is laced. Foul.
This guy, this PA announcer, I tell you what, he's not exactly the most fired up guy. That's hit hard, but foul.
0-1, two outs. Indians an out away from winning this game. Just a little low, 1-1. Good pitch, Dylan Evers.
He's kept it down, you know, and he comes up and gets him to chase that third strike. I love it.
Looks over at Patch. He ain't worried about that runner. And the 1-1. Just misses inside. 2-1.
Come on, 2-8. Come on, 2-8.
2-1, two outs. Riggs with the sign. And the 2-1 pitch. Popped him up.
Come on. Somebody
over towards the dugout. Brock Dews has got a play on it. And he gets it.
All right.
Nice play, Brock Dews. Dylan Evers, God love you, kid. Heck of a game. Indians win it 3-0. We're going to be right back with a recap from our leader, Dave Kalp.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore for remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back. Going to wrap things up here at Verzales. A great victory. Back-to-back wins here for the Fort Recovery Indians. Coach Kopp's got to be ecstatic about that. He beat Arcanum last night, who came into Fort Recovery at 12-4. Tonight we travel to the second-place team in the MAC, the Verzales Tigers, who came in tonight at 5-1. And we got probably one of the best starts ever by Dylan Evers tonight. He throws a two-hit shutout against a tough Verzales Tigers team who has not been shut out all year in 19 ball games. And Dylan comes out and just got ahead of them right off the bat and made them guys hit his pitch. And they only stranded, I think, they left two guys on base. And I'll tell you what, hats off to Dylan Evers tonight. He got a couple runs from the boys. We scored a run in the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. And that's all it took. The Indians with three runs on six hits. We stranded six. We only struck out one time here tonight. We had four free bases, base on balls. And I tell you what, Brock Deuce, he scored a couple of runs tonight. He was 1-for-3. I'll tell you who got base hits. Nobody had more than one. It was Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, Brock Deuce, Landon Post, Riggs Toby, and Derek Lochtefeldt. All had base hits for the Indians tonight. There's your six base hits. Riggs Toby had probably one of the best games he's had as a freshman, Bobby. He come up and he led on inning off with a base hit. Comes around the score, and then in the next time, he gets down, he had two strikes on him, and he hits a missile.
Yeah.
And scores another run. So an RBI, and he runs scored. Game ball goes to Riggs Toby tonight, without a doubt, in my book.
I agree. Dylan was fabulous.
You want to cut it in half, you can give half to Dylan, too. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, Dylan Evers.
Just give it to the battery mates. Sounds
absolutely.
Like
give,
like
give two game balls out. Give one to Dylan and give one to Riggs behind the plate. He had a great night. And good thing for the Indians. Now we go to, actually, we come back home on Thursday night. We got the New Bremen Cardinals, who's pretty dang tough. New Bremen is 4-1 also.
We got Patchy.
Bring him on. I would say Daniel Patch is going to be on the mound on Thursday night. The Indians, you know, they hitting the ball now, folks, and scoring some runs. It's fun to see, and it's fun to play. So unless you got something else, Spencer, for Bob Stogler and Dave Kalp and Neil Spencer, thank you very much for listening to Fort Recovery Radio and the Fort Recovery Indian Baseball. We'll be back on Thursday night at home.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.